We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9, and we are talking this week with the folks at the Minnesota Turkey Growers, and I have Laura Durbin on. How are you doing today?
Hey, Dustin, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about. First of all, the program 20 Pounds by 2020 is a national initiative, but where are things standing right now on the front here, at least as far as it goes in Minnesota and beyond?
Yeah, it's really been an exciting couple of years nationally on this program. And as you can tell by the name of it, really the main goal is to increase turkey consumption, per capita or per person in the U.S. Right now, everybody in the U.S. really eats about close to 17 pounds of turkey per person a year. And we'd like to ramp that up to 20 pounds by 2020 if we can. And certainly, of course, we'd love to see it even higher. So this has been kind of the second year of that program. And we really are seeing some fun results on that. First and foremost, we did see an uptick in consumption for turkey this year. We're expecting that to be, like I said, up to about 17 pounds. So that's exciting. But we've done some other things too. We're out there on, of course, social media and doing some digital marketing on Facebook and Twitter. If people haven't checked out the website called serveturkey.org, definitely do that. It's got some great recipes and some information about turkey and turkey farming. And kind of looking ahead too, I think in 2017, we're going to do some fun things that are really focused around ground turkey, because if you think about shopping in supermarkets, ground turkey is probably the most readily available turkey product you can find every day. And it's really an easy product, to cook and to switch in some of your recipes that you already make, like tacos and spaghetti and burgers and that kind of thing. So, we're really going to be pushing that heading into 2017. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, you talk about the idea of putting turkey burger in some of your favorite recipes. I had somebody tell me like, oh, I use turkey burger and you can't even tell there's a difference. And I said, why would you want to make a difference? Shouldn't turkey stand alone on its own?
Well, that's very, very true. And that's part of this campaign is to really get people to think about the fun, exciting things you can do with turkey, not necessarily, recreate that beef burger that, we all love those too. But turkey, you can add some different spices and really just make it your own. And I agree. I think turkey stands awesome on its own for sure.
Because I think it's a stigma that sometimes it's gotten. It's like, oh, turkey instead of beef. So, oh, it makes it healthy for me. It makes me equate it with a vegetable. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be that turkey is good on its own and that you can use it just as readily as you use any other meat products.
Yep, exactly. That's the message we were trying hard to get out. Absolutely.
All right. So now, of course, coming into November, there's something big for you guys in November. And I just can't put my finger on it. Will it be Thanksgiving? Is that it?
I think you're right.
I don't know. I think there's something to do with turkeys in November. So.
Absolutely. November is our big fun month, and we always look forward to Thanksgiving and all the things that are going on around our turkey's month. So it's an exciting time for us. We've got a couple of things that we're debuting in November. First of all, on our website, we're going to be adding a second, what we call a day in the life of a turkey farmer video. We just wrapped up production on that. We're showcasing one of our turkey farmer members, Wayne Knudsen, and his family. And the video is an awesome way to get inside those turkey barns and see really what happens. From the day old baby turkeys called poults to all the way, through their life and getting them ready for marketing. So we hope people head to our website, minnesotaturkey.com, and check that video out.
I know I saw the first one, and that was quite an eye-opener, to the extent of, I never grew up with a turkey farm, so for me it was a great way of seeing how the industry works and how it compares to the things I was used to seeing growing up on a hog farm.
Absolutely. I know what we found there are plenty of people that don't have any farm history or background at all and don't know how turkey production is done and how turkeys are raised. But also other farmers and whether you raise hogs or beef or you're a crop farmer, sometimes, those folks don't know really what happens in that turkey barn either. So we wanted to open those barn doors and showcase the birds and show, really truly that process from baby turkey all the way through their life.
All right. So as long as we're talking about, you know, November and, of course, being Thanksgiving, I have to ask, you know, some people love to go the traditional route with the traditional roasted turkey, but are there other ideas out there that you're seeing or places people can go to get these ideas to say, maybe I want to do turkey a little different this year? Where can they find stuff like that?
Sure. What we find in our office, just talking to people and being out and about, the deep fried turkey is always growing in popularity. But we do hear a lot about smoking a turkey as well, and we know people are out there doing that. Plenty of fun recipes that we can connect you with on our website, minnesotaturkey.com, or the other website I mentioned earlier, serveturkey.org. We'll have some options too. And so whether it's the roast process or grilling, of course, in Minnesota, if the weather is decent enough, but grilling, deep fat, you know, frying, or smoking, all of those really are fun ways and potentially different ways to roast your, you know, get your bird on the table at Thanksgiving.
Oh, come now. If the weather's decent for grilling in Minnesota, if the sun comes up, it's a great day for grilling.
Well, that is true. I agree. We use our grill all year round.
I do too. I am the same way. So, well, Laura, we're running short on time here. I thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And of course, the 20 by 2020 is a great initiative. People can find out more about that. And of course, Thanksgiving coming up, make sure you are observing the tradition of the delicious turkey at the meal, right?
Absolutely. We urge that out of everybody. So
all right.
Have lots of turkey.
All right. Well, Laura, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on the show today.
All right. Thanks, Dustin.
All right. That's Laura Durbin with the Minnesota Turkey Growers here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.